Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, my topic is 5 ways to protect your website from future Google updates. As you know, a month ago, right after 30 days ago, Google came out with another update, as usual, not to really scare us or just make us be a little bit more responsible and kind of work for that organic ranking. So 5 ways to protect is really kind of give you 5 things that you need to keep in consideration that you need to take action to update your site. They're real simple, but again, you know, Panda was focusing on great content. Penguin is looking at little things like keyword stuffing and all of that. So questionable links, Black Hat or Gray Hat techniques, and they kind of taking this and trying to give you some idea. What you also want to take a look at Webmaster, Google Webmaster, and they kind of tell you what the rules are and what the updated rules are. And I would say take a look at that and look at some other websites on social media, and that's going to keep you up to breath as well. And if you do those things, then even if you penalize, you'll be able to step back up and to address those particular issues. Some things we have to do on our end as well, because we've lost some traffic ranking. Even we're number one on a lot of pages in different cities, but we actually have to make some minor changes of it called keyword stuffing. But what happened, there were like little tabs at the end of our page that repeat, okay, here is for this local page, so forth. So here is, on a nutshell, 5 ways to protect your website from future Google updates. And this article was shared out a couple of days ago, so I'm just going to go ahead and share it out with you. With the recent Penguin update that came down a few weeks ago from Google, a lot of site owners are wondering what they can do to recover from the search engine penalty. We know that Penguin was designed to target web spam tactics. Panda was more of a quality content tactic. And while glaring Black Hat techniques like keyword stuffing are easy to spot and fix, it's not always easy to simply to find a gray hat SEO tactic that might be contributing sequential updates to search for search engine penalty. So a lot of do-it-yourselfers, we do it ourselves, we do have some experts that help us. And the first thing that is suggested, you really need to look at the Google updates. Look at your webmaster guidelines and just follow those guidelines so you can get nice, clean, organic search traffic and try to reduce your penalties. Here's 5 things. Number one, and I'm going to read them first in 5, and then we go in detail. Number one, forget about keyword density. Number two, diversify your anchor text. Number three, remove questionable links from your link portfolio. 4, analyze the value and quality of your content. And lastly, image. There is no search engine. Okay, let's go to number one. Forget about keyword stuffing. There used to be a rule that more keywords you have in this particular article, you stuff, you see the cloud and so forth, that it would rank you if you put your tags in there to your site, and it will rank you. You need a 2% at least, 6% better. Well, kind of forget that. Kind of keep it still at your 2%, but make sure the article makes sense to the reader. And if you can get a 2% ratio, it's great on that keyword. You know, just use at least 4 or 5 times in that particular article. But I will still try to keep the density, but keep content with that particular article and try to keep the 2%. There's no really right number of times you should use your keywords, but I would say just follow that tactic 2%. However, don't overstuff it. Don't have a cloud on the side of it. Don't have it at the bottom. Don't stuff it. Just make it to naturally flow. You know, use it two or three times, but sometimes you need to use it several times. That's fine, but just don't overstuff it. Let it read naturally in the article. Okay, so like you begin with the phrase. Of course, you want to have your H1 tag. You want to have your title tags to begin with each one, just like you were writing a research paper. 3 points, 1, 2, 3, summary, and so forth. So introduction is there. Point one is there. Point two, the beginning of point two is there. Beginning of point three is there. Summary is there, and your last word is there, and you tag it. Okay. Just like you're writing a regular research paper. Make sure it's well-written content, okay? Number two, your anchor tags. A lot of SEO experts are hypothesizing the exact match of anchor tags that needs to be flagged in your article. Make it flow naturally. Make sure that you're branding your particular portfolio. Click here and don't add anything to it. Just write it naturally. Put your keywords in there. Put your anchor text in there. And let it flow naturally. That's number two. Point number three, remove questionable links. Don't go to link forms. Go to natural paid directories are fine. But try to write quality articles at least several times a week. And let somebody pick that up. Share it out on the Squidoodle and Dig and Delicious and so forth. Kind of spread yourself. Do it in press releases. Kind of let it flow. Try and get your name out there and make yourself an expert in that particular field. And then it will naturally gravitate towards you. So put all that link juice out there. Put the articles out there. Write something that's meaningful. You can be focusing on one thing, but make sure it's a good article that's 300 words. And just continue to post things out there, and you will get the followers naturally. Okay? Number four, analyze the value and the quality of your content. Again, ever since the first Panda update last year, just about every Google update since then has been focused on quality, especially quality content. It's hard to hold a mirror up so you watch your own effects, but kind of keep that in mind. Keep it quality. Keep it strong content so you will get followers. Now is the time to launch your company. You know, if you haven't had a blog, it's time to launch it. And if you write something just simple every single day, you only need a few times a week, but if you have the gift of gab, just write your gab out. And make sure it's just focused on one particular thing. Don't, if it's financing, talk about one particular thing in financing. Don't make it a whole thing about financing or plumbing, whatever. Why the seals are important. Take your faucet, and if you're a plumber, and break it in pieces why things do work the way they work. And that will give you some article. Number five, imagine there is no search engine, okay? Imagine there is no search engine. Just do things naturally and you'll be okay. So do your normal techniques of advertising. Do your normal techniques. You know, build your channels. Use Facebook. Use all these other social networks. And let it tie into your website. And just write great content and you'll be okay. I'm going to try to have a person from that wrote this article come onto the show to talk about it more in depth. Everybody, thank you for listening to this morning episode or the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. And again, this topic is called 5 Ways to Protect Your Website from Future Google Updates. You can get this on our website at blog.applecapitalgroup. You can download this episode on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. You can share it. And we ask you to, if you don't mind, please write a review on these episodes so we can measure if it's really helping the community or not. Again, this is Tim Jacquet, your host. Thank you for listening, everybody. And again, you can get this article on blog.applecapitalgroup. And you can download this show on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. Please write a review on it. Thank you for listening, and everybody have a great day. We have some great shows ahead. Now we're up to 4 to 5 shows a day. They on a mark on every hour. So if it starts at 8, the next show starts at 9, the next show starts at 10, 11, and 12. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. And I'm going to play something from our sponsor, and we will be out of here. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.